keep my homily brief and just begin with an apology on behalf of all priests and bishops who have caused any kind of scandal or hurt anyone, especially those involved in the revelations we've had recently, really horrific things that have gone on in Pennsylvania in particular, but doubtless elsewhere as well. A lot of well-meaning Catholics have, tried to not defend them, but defend the Church in these moments and say things like, you know, this happens in other institutions, or we always know that the Church is made up of sinners and saints and all that. And of course, that's true, but what we're dealing with is not just, in this case, saying, oh, well, all of us to some extent, no matter what vocation we're in, we have trouble living 100% faithfully in it. We're not as perfect as we should be. It's way beyond that. I mean, this is criminals and monsters we're talking about, and I know it damages the faith of the faithful to unimaginable extent, and there's no need or even help in any kind of those explanations, because even if all those things are true, where it happens just as much, if not more, elsewhere and all that, for priests and bishops to be included in that is just unconscionable, and it's diabolical. And so, just on behalf of all bishops and priests, especially those that have been unfaithful, apologize to you, the lay faithful, that you've had to endure this. Those who are supposed to be your shepherds, not shepherding, and doing much worse. And the second reading was timely in that it says the days are evil, and I think we all feel that now. And if from the late 90s, early 2000s, revelations of the child sex abuse, and this as well, it's all basically the same era of atrocities. But this new stuff just is sickening and diabolical, and I think it makes it clear that the renewal of the Church is not the work of bishops and priests. We've kind of dropped that credibility, to say the least. And it's a burden on you. I mean, it always has been a burden on all of us, but a burden on you that you have the place now of renewing the Church and building holy families and developing and strengthening your spiritual lives and the spiritual lives, the prayer lives of your family, not only to teach those around you, but also to teach priests and bishops what it means to be faithful to Christ. And I'll just end with a plea that, even through all of this, to remember our Lord's words in the gospel that we have life because of him. He said, whoever receives me has life because of me. Our life is because of the Lord and not because of anything else. And our life, the source of our life, is in the Eucharist and not anywhere else, And so, you don't want to abandon Christ because of Judas, even if there's a million Judases out there. Our Lord is the one that sustains you. Our Lord is the one that sustains the Church. And our Lord is the one that judges those on the last day who have been unfaithful.